Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's going on, guys? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the Baltimore area, and I have to say it's so great to be here with you guys this evening. Tonight on the Heart of Love Radio Show, I call this my inspirational hour of conversation and or music. I have two great men of God, two great men of God who are busy in their community, and so I'm not gonna prolong this thing too much. We're gonna do the first half with my brother Vincent Augustus Davis Jr., and then the second half with Pastor Donnell Peterson. So right now I'm going to Blog Talk Radio, and then I'm gonna bring him on live. What's going on, Mr. Davis?
What's going on? How's everybody doing?
Doing well. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing good, man. I can't complain. Can't complain at all. God is blessing. That's all I can say.
Amen. I'm about to bring you up so they can really hear you. Okay. About to pair in a minute. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's about to come up in a minute. But good evening. I'm a model on here. Right now, I'm about to send you an invitation to bring you on, here, Vincent. So I'm about to send you an invitation right now on Facebook. Okay. I just sent you an invite.
All right. Let's see if it came up for me.
Hey, Greg, what's up, Bubba? Do you see the invite?
I think I just sent you one. Yeah, I don't see yours just yet.
Okay, here it is. I see something right here. Okay, I'm bringing you on right now. Now, it's true. Can you hear me? What is going on? You gotta tell you, these things are crazy. Trying to go on this thing right now. This thing, like, sometimes you have these things, Vincent.
Yes, sir. Trust me, I understand technology can be very interesting at times. So
I know. When you press the wrong button, okay. Now I've done it again. Let's see what happens. Listen, guys. Appreciate you guys coming through tonight. I'm trying to see what's going to happen with this thing. Do you see the invitation, Miss?
It looks like it's buffering on my end a little bit. Wait a minute. Let me try that now. See if that'll
work. I'm gonna try this again. But I hope you guys are doing well while Vince is coming on. You know, it's crazy when you have some technical difficulties coming on. Like, what in the world is going on today? No wonder Bluetooth off. Turn Bluetooth on, then we connect. It's crazy how these things happen sometimes. Say something, Vincent?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I put you on speakerphone. So I have on the phone with me, Vincent, Mr. Vincent Augustus Davis Jr., a great man of God that I've gotten to know through Facebook. What's up, Trina? And I'm going to try to bring him on, get an invite to to join. Okay, it's invited. I guess you're just waiting on your end for you to get it. But right now, I'm going to tell you this. This is one positive brother who really has, you've really been keeping the mark. You've been setting the mark. You've been doing the work in your community. And I'm excited to see what God's going to do in your life. Vincent, Mr. Davis, what, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Vincent Davis, and I'm originally from Portsmouth, Virginia. I've been in the Washington metropolitan area probably now for about almost 18 years now. About 18 years now. And moved up here back in 03, was going to graduate school, decided to take my leap of faith into the federal government, and years later, here I am. I am the proud owner and founder of my business, Strength in Numbers, LLC. I've had this business now for a little bit over a year and a half now, coming up on year two this May of this year. So definitely excited about that. And yeah, man, just a low key type of person, just enjoying life. I love to see people win. Everybody deserves that opportunity. Everybody is worth that time to do just that. So, I mean, it's not too much to me, man. I'm one that loves to give. I'm one that just loves to see people win. So,
you know, I'm glad you said that. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you the reason why I asked you to come on, because, you know, first of all, you know, you and I talk online on Facebook, and we encourage each other because, you know, there's something about encouragement, especially during this period, because you never know what people are going through, right? And you never know what people are going through. You're a positive brother. You're godly. You're encouraging. You're inspirational. You're an entrepreneur. So all these different things I felt like people needed to hear from you and about what you do in the community. Like I said, first of all, thank you for sharing a little bit about yourself. Like when you told me the name of your LLC, your corporation, I guess your business, Strength in Numbers. How did you come up with that name, Strength in Numbers?
Honestly, it was something that just kind of came to me back in, I would say, the spring of 2019. I'm a federal employee, and so I've gone through the government shutdown. Went through the government shutdown in late 2018. I went into 2019, and so that was a time where I really had to stop and just sit down and kind of think about some things and like what were going to be some of the next steps, because, I mean, obviously, you know, the government opened back up and so forth, but I really wanted to start thinking about what are other ways that I can gain some streams of income, but more so, what are some other ways that I can be out in the community trying to help others? Because on top of the government shutdown, you know, I've always battled depression pretty much throughout life. And so It wasn't until maybe the last couple of years ago where I finally started fighting back against depression. And that's been a fight, you know, and it's a fight that I'm proud of because I'm winning it with God leading. And so I said, there has to be some other means and there has to be some other way of giving back to help. And so, like I said, I guess it was like late April, early May of 2019 where, you know, the Lord just really dropped in my heart strength. And for whatever reason, Strength in Numbers just kind of came to be. And, I just say, God, thank you. Because, I mean, there is power when there are strength and many people coming together on one accord. And so what Strength in Numbers, my business consists of is basically three arms. It's a business that where we empower generations and we edify the world. And we do that by helping people understand numbers. We help students understand numbers by way of their math. One service that Strength in Numbers provides is perseverant tutoring services. And that's providing math tutoring services to students kindergarten through 12th grade. You'd be surprised a lot of students that feel discouraged and have such a low self-esteem because of their lack of understanding in their math. But it's something about when that light bulb turns on, that student says, I got it. you know,
right,
to see how their whole countenance changed, to see how the vibe of them just changes, to see how they're willing to go out and help their peers to understand their math. So, I mean, that for me is just a tremendous blessing.
Yeah.
And then the other two legs that are coming forth this year, Dollars and Cents Financial Literacy, Davis Accounting and Bookkeeping Services. The Dollars and Cents Financial Literacy, more of an educational arm where it's just helping people understand and be comfortable with finances. There are a lot of people out there that do not understand finances all the way through. They don't understand something as simple as balancing a checkbook, or in this case, maybe an electronic checkbook, how to reconcile your transactions at the end of the month and so forth. So, yeah.
Yeah. And tell about the third leg. Tell about the third leg.
And then the third leg, which is going to really be coming forth in the fall of this year, Davis Accounting and Bookkeeping Services. And so that's going to be more of a service where it's just providing bookkeeping, accounting, tax preparation services for individuals and businesses. And even in providing those services for them, providing some education to them as well so that they know how to manage their funds, so they know how to plan out and chart out what's going to be the next plan for them 6 months, a year, five years, 10 years down the line. So,
you know,
I believe this business is here and it's in place to definitely empower people to kind of understand some things for themselves so they can in turn go out and edify this world and encourage others as well.
Yeah, first of all, that's a great thing that you're doing. And my background is in education. What's going on, Lion? What's going on, Daisy? Auntie Rosetta? I give shout out to people who come through sometimes. Hey, Trina, my guess you guys are listening to Vincent Augustus Davis Jr., CEO of Strength in Numbers LLC. So if you, Vincent, whenever you see that invitation, just click it and I'll try to bring you on so they can see you too, okay?
Okay.
If you ever see it. But I want to tell you, first of all, I appreciate you being transparent. Like, I want to go back to when you said the whole thing about giving back and to helping, giving back to your community and helping others. You know, I commend you on doing that. I commend you on giving back because sometimes we don't give back. And sometimes we don't think, let me help someone else. Like you said, battling depression. You battled depression for years, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, that's something I've gone through. I've gone through, so I understand that. And I just think it's, first of all, I commend you because you said you fight back. You started fighting back. And look what God has done in your life. So just your sharing that nugget, I just want to encourage those who are listening, if you feel like you're dealing with depression, things like that, fight back, fight back, fight back. Just like Mr. Davis just said, that's something that I've done too. And it's a daily thing. So you have to say, one of the things we talk about on here, is being aware of your emotions and your feelings, because when you're not aware of those things, you tend to act and react out of those emotions. So the fact that you recognized it, you're fighting back, and it seems like to me, Mr. Davis, is it okay to call you Vincent?
Yes, sir.
It seems like you're teaching other people how to fight back. In the areas of, you give them education, you give them skills, math skills, math tutoring, financial literacy, accounting and bookkeeping, and tax preparation. You're saying you're educating them. So it seems like you're teaching people, you're giving them tools so that they can fight back in their lives and they can get it. You know, so I commend you.
Absolutely.
I commend you on that. You know, I want to ask you a question. Was it hard for you when you stepped out? Because it's amazing that you're saying these things that you're saying that you've experienced, like even with the government shutdown, and even when you go beyond that, this past year we just come out of, some people have realized that they have gifts. There are things that they can do. They can give back. They can have multiple streams of income. You know, was it hard for you to take that step?
I would say initially it was. It was because of the fact of it's a decision that you have to make of your own. It's not a decision that, you know, anyone is kind of motivating you towards necessarily. I mean, you have people there that are encouraging you, But until you get it within yourself to realize, okay, it's indifferent. Or you get
right.
into your own spirit and really realize that you are enough. You know, you know, until then, it's going to always be an uphill battle. And even when you make the decision and you act on it, it's still an uphill
right.
battle. Because you have what is the familiar, what's comfortable, what you're so used to, being down in the dumps, being in the valley experiences, thinking that you are not worthy, thinking that you are in vain or something of that magnitude. But until
right.
you start pushing it back against those suggestions of the enemy and say to yourself, no, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. No, I am a child of God. No, I am somebody amazing because he created me for greater. You know, until,
right.
you know, you have to get to that point, and you have to get to that point within your own self. So it's a challenge. It can be a major
right.
challenge. But when you know who you are, whose you are, that
right.
alone is how you can continue to fight and push forth and climb out of whatever those valley experiences are. And even being in those valley experiences, there are
right.
so many lessons that you can learn. You may not learn them while you're in the midst of that experiences, but as you continue to go through this thing called life, some of those things come back to your mind, and you're like, okay, God, that's a lesson that I had to learn now. I didn't realize I needed to learn it then, but I'm learning it now as I'm living out this thing called life. So it's a challenge, but it's a challenge that's worth conquering.
You know, and I love what you said. You said it's a challenge worth conquering. It's a challenge worth conquering. So if you're going through something, it's a challenge, but it's worth conquering. And one of the things I love that you had shared was that you spoke life, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. My aunt Rosetta says, she said, amen. She said, amen.
Right.
You know, there's life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if you speak
right.
life, you put it out there, you put out to the universe, God can use that energy, that positivity, and help you create your atmosphere, help you create your environment. So you speak
mm-hmm.
life, you know, I should not die, but live and go in the name of the Lord. You know, great is he who lives within me than he who lives within the world. And the reason why I'm saying this is important, because it goes back to the fact that even in your struggles, the Lord placed it in your heart to say, you know, let me help others. Let me help
mm-hmm.
others. Who are out there who need help.
Right.
So I commend you, because this is a young black man right here. This is a young black man. Another young black man, because I'm young too. Another young black man. Yes, I'm young too, y'all. I'm young too. Listen, but you're out there. You're out there and you're doing it. And, you know, strength in numbers. God gave it to you, strength in numbers. Because guess what? If you try to do it by yourself, it's hard. It's hard out there
Absolutely.
Trying to do it
Absolutely.
By yourself. And one thing
Absolutely.
I love is that, yeah, absolutely. And it's hard. So my question for you is this, because one thing I talk about on the show also is who you are connected to. You know, who's in your support group who encourages you when you are out here doing this thing, because you already have your math tutoring, you already had two other business ventures or underneath your umbrella that you're about to do. Who do you have in your corner to help cheer you on?
Oh, man, it's quite a few people that are in my corner to cheer me on: family, friends, loved ones, fraternity brothers, very close friends of mine. I mean, you name it. There are a whole host of just genuine people that are in my corner that hold me accountable. They hold my feet to the fire. They remind me to continue to push forth and be the best version of myself. And
right.
And I'm grateful and I'm really thankful, you know, because there are those times when you just need that swift kick in your butt as a reminder to say, listen, You gotta stay on your ground. You gotta stay on the grind. You gotta handle your business, because
right.
there are other people that are connected to you, people that you know, people that you don't know, and there are people that are watching you. And they see that you say that you are a man of God, that you're a child of God, and so they want to see how you're going to handle this situation, how you're going to handle that.
Right.
we don't understand the fact that we truly are ambassadors and that we are that light for Christ in this world, and we have to make every effort to really operate in that sense, because you never know who could be watching. But as far as those that are connected to me, again, my family, my friends, loved ones, all, I thank God for each and every one of them, because they really do hold me accountable. They push me when I need it, you know. They root me on when I need it, too, and they allow me to do that same thing for them. And I'm grateful for that. I really am.
Yeah, and that's so important to have that. And the reason why I said that is because of the fact of what you share, what you're going through. Because you're not the only one who's dealt with depression, you know what I'm saying? I had my good group of people that God placed in my life. And I just try to stay on top of everything, you know, my emotions stay connected so that those triggers that I don't find myself like by myself or isolating myself. You understand how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's good. You know what you gonna say?
I was saying, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Yeah. And the reason why I say it's very important, because people during this period, those who are at home, those who don't have access to go to work, they have to work from home. Everything is, I read that people are dealing with COVID, what is it, COVID blues or COVID depression, mm-hmm. something like that. I think they made that term, but I'm not sure if that's a technical term yet, but that's what they're experiencing. They're experiencing depression. So it's great to have people around you who will speak into your life, people who will remind you, you know what, you know, wake up, stay with me. Don't lose sight, you know? So I just want to commend you on that, because it's great. And it's very, very important that we are connected to people who will hold us accountable and who will encourage us and speak the truth to us in love to help us to stay grounded and focused. Because that's what we need right now.
Definitely need it.
Yeah, we definitely need that, right? You know, that's and guys, this is for those coming on. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright. This is the Hard Love Radio Show. This is the inspirational, the Hour Power inspirational conversation and our music. And I have Mr. Vincent Augustus Davis Jr., CEO of Strength in Numbers LLC, and he is with me. This guy is a remarkable man of God, young man. And he is out here doing his thing. And I just thought it was important that he comes on, because he tutors. He does math tutoring. He's about to open up financial literacy and then accounting services. Now I underlined financial literacy. And I want to ask you, why do you think financial literacy is important?
Financial literacy is an important thing, in my opinion, because I feel like it's a missing link in the education system. I feel like it's something that probably should have been taught, you know, while students were in elementary school, middle school, and high school, especially by the time you get to high school, because you have so many students that are in preparation to, you know, go to college and, you know, they don't have the knowledge into where, you know, to just blindly go take out financial aid and realize, you know, you go through a degree program for 4 years, you get this degree, you're proud about it, but then you don't even necessarily get the job in that field, but you've got this tremendous amount of debt that you're probably going to have to pay off for the next 30 plus years. And then from there it goes into, okay, well, I got to keep up with the Joneses, and I got to get the car, the house, and this and that and the third, and you run up all this credit, you know, and nobody understands, you know, what that can do from a mental standpoint, because people don't think about it in that sense. You know, if you got a lot of financial debt, that can weigh you down in more ways than one, you know, and that can definitely weigh you down in a mental and a spiritual way. And so I think it's really key to really have the conversation about financial literacy, because of the fact that a lot of people really don't understand what it means to be financially stable. A lot of people don't really understand what it means to be a good steward over what you've been given. And as I kind of alluded, had said before, you know, there are a whole host of people out here. They don't understand what it means to balance a checkbook. You know, they don't understand what it means to have good credit and what the benefits are from having good credit. You know, so I mean, these are just nuggets that I think that will help people, you know, be able to turn a corner. You know, because I too, you know, have dealt with, you know, debt and, you know, still have some debt, but I now have a plan that's been put in action to where the debt is slowly but surely getting eliminated. And it feels good when you can pay off something, you know, because it gives you that momentum, it gives you that drive and so forth so that you can go forth and knock out on creditor and, you know, move forth toward that freedom. So financial literacy is just really a key thing. I think if more people are financially stable, they can think with a clear mind. And they can really focus on some of the other things that maybe they, you know, want to focus on, maybe the Lord may want them to focus on, you know. So, yeah.
Right. So let me ask. Thank you. Let me ask you a question. Are you focusing more so on children, and then building up? Are you also teaching adults? How do you do that?
So for right now, the focus is on the youth. It is going to migrate over to the adults because, you know, as you are teaching the youth, the parents, you know, they kind of want to step in and say, hey, what's being talked about? I want to be a part of that too. So it's starting with the youth, but it's going to eventually go up to the adults because they need to know this information as well. They do. I mean, as one person learns, it's information that can be spread to the net and the nets and the nets, and it just goes like a wildfire, you know. So,
I appreciate you coming through. First of all, Vincent, I appreciate you coming through and just sharing a little bit. You know, when I asked you online, I was like, what's up, Lyndon? When I asked you online about coming on, you're like, sure, you know, because I call you my brother on Facebook. We're like, what's up, bro? What's up, bro? And but you are inspirational. You're encouraging. You're godly, and I see God doing great things in your life and in your ministry. So I just wanted to let you know that I'll be praying for you, keeping you in my thoughts and prayers, because what you're doing is important, and focusing on youth and education, that is phenomenal.
Thank you.
That right there
is
phenomenal. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Listen, I appreciate you coming through. And I know that you have some preaching in you too, probably a little bit.
I have been told that that is on me. I don't deny that at all. Yes, sir.
So I just want to say commend you and just let you know you are in my thoughts. And you are in my prayers. And so I'm praying for you and for your ministry and for everything that God's going to do through Strength in Numbers LLC. Now, if someone wants to get in contact with you, how can they get in contact with you?
If they want to get in contact with me, just feel free to hit me up on my Strength in Numbers page. It's facebook.com/strengthinnumbers. And I can also put that in the comment section as well, in the chat, just in case anybody is interested. But definitely you can contact me by way of the Facebook page, Strength in Numbers. So, but I'll put that in the comment section for everybody.
Okay. Vincent, listen, I appreciate you coming through tonight, and God bless you. You know, I'll be chatting with you, a little later, probably tomorrow or something like that.
All right. Thank you so much, man. I do appreciate this. And everyone have a blessed evening.
You too, then. God bless you, all right?
All righty.
Now, that's my boy, Vincent Augustus Jr. And listen to this, guys. The reason why I invited him, because he is a man of God. He's doing his business. He's doing other sources of streams of income. His whole thing is about helping others, helping the youth, giving back. It's about giving back with the gifts that God has given you. What has God given you? What has God placed on the inside of you? that's ready to come out because God is ready to bring it out. So the fact that he's a man of God, he's fought through the things he's fought through, and he's helping others, and God is blessing that. He's speaking, not past tense, but he is speaking life over everything he does. What would happen if we speak life? Now, this next person I'm going to bring on for me for the next half hour, guys, this next person is a powerhouse as well. And now I'm just going to give you a little backdrop to Pastor Peterson. And I just invite you on Facebook Live, Pastor Peterson. I've just sent you a request. I'm going to see if it went through Pastor Peterson. I'm doing this. I sent it on Facebook, Pastor Peterson. If you can see that, click yes. But let me give you this backdrop. This is a good Facebook friend of mine. We were Facebook friends for a while. We ended up coincidentally meeting at another friend's church where he was preaching, and I was the guest musician. And he spoke a word over my life that changed my life. And I had to bring him on the second half to talk with him. And so I'm about to bring on right now, not on Blog Talk Radio, hopefully on Facebook Live. If he clicks that yes, he can come through. What's going on, Pastor Donnell Peterson of Good Aim Baptist Church in Columbia, South Carolina? How you doing, sir?
Hey, sir. All is well, man.
All is well.
Looking forward to sharing.
Thank you. Listen, thank you for coming. I sent you an invite also on Facebook Live. Did you see it?
I am. I'm watching, but it sounds double, so I'm probably going to just click off and talk. Yeah.
Okay, just click off. That's coming as you put your headphones on.
Yeah,
so
I got them on.
Okay. All right. That's all right. That's cool. It's still good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want you to sit back and relax a little bit, Pastor Peterson. Now, this man of God, let me tell you this. This man of God preached under, over, to left, to right in that church. I think about a year or so ago, right? Maybe like a little bit over a year.
Yes.
And I had to bring you on, Pastor Peterson, because you spoke something to me, and I'm going to share a little bit of this. I'm not going to share everything. Like my mom was to tell me, everything is not meant for Facebook, but I'm going to share, because there's some stuff I need to keep for myself, but I'm going to share this. And yeah, no, she'll tell me. That Pastor Peterson shared this word, this message, and basically what God laid on his heart was I'm going to bring you from behind the piano. I'm going to bring you behind the keyboard up front. You've been in the back too long, and I'm going to bring you up front. And I commend you for being obedient, first of all, Pastor Peterson, because if you weren't obedient, you don't know what I was experiencing at that time. You know, I had gone out of depression, and sometimes when I would go through things, I would stop preaching for a minute. What you spoke took root, and God blessed it, and he really encouraged my spirit through what you shared with me that day. So I just wanted to bring you on just to shoot the breeze for a while, because you definitely have a word that's on the inside of you that's going to change lives like you have changed my life. And my life is still in that process. But can you just tell everyone a little bit about yourself? Enough of my talking. That's my introduction.
Well, good, man. Thank you again for the invite, and as well, Brother Vincent Davis, man. I really enjoyed your testimony. It's actually just inspiring as I listen. So I'm looking forward to meeting that gentleman too, as well, bringing him to our church so that he can share with some other, not just other brothers, just share with our community, man. So he's just a powerful testament. I'm pastoring. I've been pastoring 15 years now, but my background is music. I started out in music as a kid, started singing at age three with my father, kind of grew into into that whole music piece and kind of developing myself over the years. I actually went to college on a full music scholarship, a voice major, South Carolina State University. And so I went to school there, kind of developing, did a lot of artistry work, backup for a lot of the professional artists, and done some recording myself. So primarily my life has been music, and God kind of shifted me in 1995 and called me into preaching. And God called me into preaching during that season when he was calling a lot of singers to preach. And one of the reasons I feel like he was doing that is God had already had a direct access to our heart as a worshiper. And so he was calling a lot of pastors during that 90s season, calling us to preach because he already had our attention, he had our heart, we knew how to worship, and we were sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. And so God was shifting us, and I kind of think I was part of that paradigm shift for a lot of singers moving into ministry. And so I did that for a long time. I actually have a corporate background. I've done human resources, marketing, and sales. So that's been a part of my discipline as well. And so kind of a little bit who I am, man, but that administrative piece is kind of my strength, man.
All right. Well, you know, first of all, like, yes, you're definitely a man of many gifts and talents. And I just got to tell you this, I'm telling you, it was amazing to watch the Lord move on you in that service, a little bit over a year ago. And I know that when sometimes when we go through things, sometimes I would retreat, right? I would retreat back in the back. Let me be quiet. Let me not say a word. And I remember when you're prophesying, you're giving the word of the Lord to people. And I remember, I say to myself, do not look at me. Do not choose me. and then you brought me off. You brought me from the piano. You brought me from the piano and the keyboard and used me as an example. And then God gave you the word. So it was amazing. I was like, Lord, please don't start talking to me. Please don't. I'm going to be still. I'm not going to even breathe. I don't know if he even knew, Pat. I was not even breathing for a few seconds. You know, I was not breathing at all. I was like, Lord, please. And then you brought me out, which is part of the illustration. You brought me from behind the piano, used me as part of your illustration. And then you gave me a word. And that whole thing about staying in the back, stand in the background, Lo. I'm going to bring you out because God's placed something on the inside of you. And he gave me more than that, but like I told you guys, my mom told me some things are for Facebook, some things are for me, between me and God and that experience. But what I can share is that this man of God spoke a word that honestly changed my life. And I would tell my mom about you. I told my mom about you, Pastor Peterson, how you spoke that word, and that word really encouraged me so that when I was go through things from that point on, when I would experience some difficult times, I did not retreat like to the back and try to hide in the back. It was like, you know, God's like, nope. And, you know, during this season, Pastor Peterson, you know, I've been preaching nonstop,
that's
consistently.
That's awesome.
Amen.
That's awesome. You know, that's awesome.
Yeah, nonstop.
And I've been watching your show, and let me just say this before you ask. I've been watching your show, and so I just kind of I've seen how you become comfortable and settled in the area that God's calling you to, and so I'm very, very grateful for that, because one of the battles of life and confidence, if the enemy can steal our confidences, and, you know, so he's not after our houses and our cars and that kind of thing. He's after our confidence, because if he can destroy our confidence in the Lord or our confidence in walking in faith, then that's half the battle. But, you know, I've watched you develop into this or evolve into what has been spoken over your life. And the unique thing about it is sometimes there comes season in our life we have to, you know, not only be delivered from people or delivered from guilt, sometimes we have to be delivered from ourselves. And
right.
So being delivered from yourself can be very, 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 very traumatic, man. And the other side of it is people will lock you into the destiny they see for your life, and they will never allow you to be released to the place God is calling you to. And when I saw you sitting there behind that keyboard, you know, as much as I'm trying to focus on that sermon, I kept hearing that he has to move. He has to reposition himself. And the moment he repositioned himself, then what you do is you release the Lord to release you. But as long as you stay there, that becomes your crutch, man. And so you're comfortable there, and you'll never move to that place where God's calling you to, because you're holding on to those keys because it's comfortable. I'm respected here, and if I stay here, nobody never knows who I am internally. And so when God has something internally that has to be exposed, he moves you from the place of comfort to now the place of becoming dependent. And so when he moves you to the place of becoming dependent, and so that's all you got. And so God shifted you that day because you were in, and you needed to be in that service, man. You had to be in that service. And God shifted you that day because that was your moment of shifting. And everything that was attached to you then, now, sometimes we have to make a U-turn, but most times when we think a U-turn, we think going backwards. But sometimes you have to make a U-turn to go forward. And so God shifted you that day so that you could send you forward, man.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, guys, you guys don't know. I would retreat. Praise God, Pastor Peterson. You know, I would retreat. And that particular Sunday, I came in at the last minute, knowing that it was a setup. If Vincent said, it was a setup. For me to hear what you have to say, I'm telling you, that word.
I don't think either one of us knew the other was going to be there.
I know. We didn't even know.
No. And when
I
walked in and saw you, I was like, oh, my God, that's my friend. Yeah.
That's my Facebook friend. You know, Vincent said, well said, Pastor. But, you know, I got to.
Thank you, Vincent.
I'm telling you, what you spoke. See, words are powerful, and I'm glad that you did not ignore what God was telling you, because sometimes we see people going through, and we ignore it. We see it, and we hear it, and we ignore it, but that person needs to hear. You know, that person needs to hear what the Lord is saying to us to give out, and I'll tell you this, and it's amazing. If I didn't move from behind the piano, we've had this pandemic, and guess what?
Yeah.
It's like, you use this. This is your ministry. So I have my Fireheart Ministries, and I'm looking for it. And we said, I think you were there. You came through, Pastor, when God laid on my heart to say, you know, I'm believing God for a facility this year, a facility for Fireheart Ministries. And I'm just excited about what God's going to do. And I have to tell you this. No, we are connected, forever connected. That through brotherhood, through ministry, through God, and through that word that word changed my life, because I could not sit behind the piano anymore without thinking that word that God had given you to give me.
Yeah.
You know, so God, so when God tells you something, he gives you a word of wisdom. You know, listen to what the person is saying. Listen. I had to see, okay, that was God speaking. It was confirmation, confirmation, confirmation. It was confirmation. And it's like, I'm from behind the piano, you know, and it's not, I'm not like behind the piano 24/7, you know, like I was before. And like you said, this, you know, you see the ministry because you come through weekly. So, Pastor, I'm grateful the fact that you did that, you said that. And I have to say this, as far as like believing in the gifting that God has placed, given me. One of the things I've learned, Pastor, is that it's like, who are you connected to? Because like I said, some people will hold you connected to your past, that they don't see where you are today. They're talking about what happened, the way you were 10, 15 years ago. So in speaking life, speaking life over my situation, over my life, over my ministry, there's some people, God has said, you know, you got to let that person go because that person does not have your best interest. So it's very, very important that we stay, that we listen to what God is saying to us and the people that we are allowing in our space. Because some people are not speaking life into your situation.
You're exactly right, and I share this a lot. God is not interested in perfection. He's interested in progress. And I'm so glad that the Lord didn't have to go consult with anybody that hung out with in my past to validate my anointing. I'm glad he didn't have to go get any information with the people that I hung out with, the people that we all did the same thing. My partner's in crime. I'm so glad that God didn't have a conversation with me to validate who I was, man. Because what's in me was in me while I was in my mother's womb. But I had to go through the process so that God could, you know, crush me and develop in me what it was he wanted to evolve in my life. So I'm grateful that he didn't have to get anybody's permission to put his hands on my life. He looked beyond my fault, saw what was in me, and he developed me and evolved me into what he called me to be, man. So I'm grateful for that. And that's what I saw in you, man. I saw this giant in ministry hiding behind, a gift. I saw the giant hiding behind the gift, and the giant needed to come from behind the piano so the giant could walk in the call. Because what we have to recognize, and what I had to recognize as a minister, as a preacher of the gospel, my gift was it's to embellish my call. I'm called to preach first, and my gift embellished what I'm called to do. But God had to use my gift to the way to his heart so that I would hear him. Because if I would have ignored the call if I didn't have the gift. But the gift placed me in a posture of worship so that I had to be in his faith. I had to be in his presence. And so God developed me in that area. So when God developed me in that area, now my ears became inclined to his voice and to his heart and to his thought, to his way of thinking. Now he can actually speak to me and launch me to do what I'm destined to do, which is my call, which comes first. And then the gift I always have, because the gift begins, it'll open doors and allow me to induce my call. So now, you know, even when people call me to do music ministry, it always opened the door for the world. You know, I get called to do music, but it always opened the door for me. And that's how I ended up in that church in Cheverly. That's how I ended up there. I ended up there doing a music workshop. And the music workshop opened the door for me to preach. And my preaching, God was able to use me prophetic to speak a word to your life. So I believe that particular service, I believe my assignment in that service was Gregory Wright. I believe my assignment was you that Sunday. I just believe that, man. I believe my assignment was you. Listen, my assignment was you. And there was another young lady in the back I talked to about youth ministry. And God launched that church, that ministry, birthed that ministry through that young lady. But I believe my assignment was specific for you that day, because even after the meeting, you and I talked about some things, you know, ministry things, and I kind of keep encouraging you, and I kind of saw God unfold. The next thing, I saw the talk show, and you were progressing because you were thinking about, maybe not. But God knew you about to walk away from destiny. And so many people were being blessed by your word on Tuesday nights, man. And so you were about to walk away from that, man. And so I believe 2021, man, for not just me, but I believe 2021 is a year of transformation for a lot of us. I think God is shifting us, and I think he's calling the church now. With everything that's going on in the world, with everything that has gone on with the whole pandemic piece, I think now God is calling the church to take its rightful place in the earth. We've taken a backseat. I think God's shifting us now, and where this is my personal opinion. I believe now God is shifting the church where government will now have consultation from us. You know, and I think, you know, if there's some spiritual consultation, I think, you know, there need to be, you know, governmental aspect. But at the same time, I think the people in government, the people in administration, I still think they need spiritual counseling, spiritual counsel. And so
God is calling us
pastors and leaders to become spiritual counsel to our government officials, man, because they need both. You know, they need the natural and the spiritual. Mm-hmm. They need both to keep them balanced, man.
Yes. Woo, listen, you are on fire. They're on fire. What's up, preciousness? Listen, they are on fire. You are given this word today. You are given this word right now. Hallelujah. And I'm just grateful. Yes. I'm just grateful because, you know, I'm telling you this, when I started this was a music show, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like I did the preacher thing, and it's like people coming. They're coming for, and then it's like, just keep on going. It's like, hey, this is the format. And then next thing you know, it's like, no, I'm not doing the DJing. We're doing this. And I might do that sometimes on Thursdays, but recently God was like, Kate, bring Thursdays back. And I'm enjoying, like you said, to see how God is doing this, to see how God is unfolding in my life. And blessing you guys, and you guys, we're blessing each other. We're encouraging each other. We're encouraging each other, just like when Vincent, Mr. Davis was talking about his strength in numbers. It's amazing.
He was so good. I was so enjoyed him, man. He was phenomenal.
yes. Giving back, helping others. You know, the thing that he said, fighting back. Fighting back and then fighting back, you know, helping others, you know, mm-hmm. It's not just about fighting back, but giving back too. And so it's amazing to see how God is working on his life, because he's definitely a man of God as well. And I'm going to tell you this, Pastor. I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm not putting you on the spot.
That sounds like you said it, right?
I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to say this. You are bringing the word tonight. You hear me? You are bringing the word. What I have to say is hallelujah. And I'm so grateful. I'm going to tell you this. I was just coming out of depression. And I was, well, you know, you and I talked. And so I shared with you some stuff I was experiencing at that time. So if you would not have spoken that word, I think I would still be hiding behind the piano. But you gave confirmation to everything God had told me. And when you called me up there in front of everyone, you said that in front of everyone, and it's like, okay, Lord, I'm hearing you. It's so important to give the word.
He had to do that. The reason he had to do that, it wasn't for them. He was exposing who you was. Because God, you know, exposure is not always bad like we think. Sometimes God has to expose you to people for you. It's not for them. And at the same time, behind the comma, it is for them, because sometimes people need to realize, wow, this is who's sitting among me. And then not only does God expect that he can trust with humility, because you have those giftings on the inside, God knows that he can trust who you are. He can trust Greg. He can trust the guy that he gave birth to this thing. And so he knew he could trust you. So he had to expose you to confirm what he's already been speaking. And sometimes we won't walk in those things because we feel like I'm underqualified. I got to be at a certain spiritual level, or I got to be at a certain place in my walk or in my thinking. Well, if we're at those places already, then it gives God nothing to do. And so if we already in a perfect place, then it gives God nothing to do. The Bible says He'll always perfect those things that concerns us. So everything He puts us in, He builds us. Sometimes God puts you in it and builds you while you're in it. Sometimes He don't wait to fix you to get it, man. Sometimes He'll put you right in the midst of it while you're a mess and perfect you while you're in it, man. And so that's what I love about it, man. And He'll put you in that thing, man, and anoint you. And listen, He won't expose you to people, but every now and then he'll peep under the cover to see, make sure you're okay. If nobody else knows what's going on in your life, you walking in that thing, man. You walking it out. You're blessing everybody else. And every now and then, God will peep under the shield and say, Greg, you okay? Yeah, you're blessed with that. Greg, you okay? You've mastered that. You passed this. And so God knows how to do it, man. But your season for sitting and playing and being settled there was over, and I feel like God had to shift you because now there's a global word in your belly, man. The people shining to your show because we need to hear it, man. We need to hear that.
Yeah, oh my goodness, this is confirmation. Some of the stuff that God was sharing with me, this is confirmation, Pastor. Some of the stuff that God has been sharing with me. You are speaking that word right now. My mom said he's moving you out the way so that he can change your direction. Glory.
And you have to, because we're staying away, man. We can't. And listen, and the one thing that I dialogue with God about, how he'll interfere in my life without my consent. You know, and I'm like,
yeah.
At least if you're going to do that, you know, at least tell me about it. And then he'll remind me, well, that's why I'm God. You know, God is not like that whole school or educational system. In school, and you know this, in school when you're working to earn a degree or to earn merit, what happens is you get the information, you study the information, and you pass the test. And so, you know, you have to get information. You have to process information, you have to study information, and you pass the test. Well, in the spirit realm, in the kingdom, as a Christian, God don't do that. God gives you the test, and then he'll bring the information, like, by his stripes. He'll go ahead and put sickness on you, and then he'll bring you his word after that. He'll go ahead and put you in a place to where you're distraught, and then he'll say, I'll give you peace that surpasses understanding. So God will give us the test, and then he'll send consolation. But, you know, in school, they give us the information, And then we pass the test. Well, God sends the test, and then he'll reveal information after you pass the test.
That's it. I'm about to get out here and start shouting. We are preaching. Now, I got to tell you this. Preciousness, my friend Preciousness, I call it Preciousness. She said not earlier, a few minutes ago, not only did you hear the message, you stepped out on faith and trust in him. That's true, Precious. Yeah. That's true, Precious.
Absolutely.
No, Pastor. Ooh. Guys, you see why I had to bring Pastor on. But I think I had to bring Pastor on for an hour. I'm about ready to just fall out right here. That's right. And, you know, I gotta tell you this, Pastor. What you shared tonight, before, it's like, I love what you said, that you don't need what's that word, to be built up. You don't need, not confirmation, what's that word that you use, for people to,
I'm glad God didn't have to go to the people that I hang out with to validate my anointing, man.
Yeah, to validate your anointing.
That's
you
right.
know, and one thing, thank you, Pastor, that validation. I've been learning that, you know, just do what God has called you to do. Everyone's not going
to
like you.
I think everyone had a show a couple of weeks ago, man, maybe a month ago, and the whole thing was just do it. And I think, man, I love that. I got to give my friend this. Just do it, man. And I think I use that as a subject. Just do what God say. Stop, you know, I think I know what you're talking about. God will do things without my consent. Yeah, just do it. Just whatever he say, just do what he say, man. I think you have a show called that. Just do it.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter how the person might be different or how they might do their ministry. You do what God has called you to do.
You do what God has called you, and don't be swayed by that. Don't be persuaded by that, man, because we're fit in this box, and what he gives everybody, and that's why God made us all different, because we were all the same. You know, we wouldn't have a diverse way of touching people, man. God gave us all something different. And we got to be comfortable in what God gave us. And so, but here's the thing, though, Greg, Minister Greg, I don't want to be disrespectful. Here's the thing. God gives us all something different, but here's where the failure and the insecurity come in. We won't perfect what he gave us. He gave us all something different. You got a different anointing than I have. And I have different than you have. But if you never perfect what he gives you, you will always walk around insecure and inferior to everybody else. But if you perfect what he gives you and become, make what he gives you the best and qualifies what he gives you, because you got to give God something to work with. The gifting is already there, but then you got to work that thing, man. You got to cultivate it. And when you cultivate it, what it does is it induces the anointing. So when you cultivate what God gave you, it forces the anointing to cover and conceal what he gave it, and now you operate through the anointing because now, it's almost like the one he gave one talent to, he gave one two, one five. Well, the one he gave one, he didn't do anything with. The one he gave two, he produced another two more, and so it's like that. But if you never do anything with that gift, we live by this whole this whole myth that God will take back your anointing. God is not like that. God's not going to take our anointing back. He don't do that. God don't give you a gift and take it back. We do that. People do that. God don't do that. When God gives you a gift, and if you are not operating your gift, it's not God's fault. It means your gift is lying dormant and you're not doing anything with what God don't give you an anointing and take it back. You got to cultivate that thing though, and the anointing has to have something to work with. And so if God gives you the gift and you ain't doing anything with it, it's just there. You know, the anointing is on your life. Well, there's a grace on your life, and the grace on your life to do it, but the anointing induces the power, man. And so we just don't walk in it.
Pastor, hallelujah, guys. Woo! Pastor, you are bringing the word. You are bringing the word. Woo! This is exactly what we need tonight. This is exactly what we need. You know, listen, I'm going to encourage you guys to share this video on your pages. Share this video on your pages and go back and look at it. Do it so other people can hear this word, because people need to hear what Mr. Vincent Davis has shared and also what Pastor Donnell Pearson is giving. You are giving us some nuggets here, Pastor. You are giving us some nuggets. Whoo! Mm-hmm. You know, wow. Is there anything else you want to share that God has placed in your heart before we go, Pastor?
I and I'm trying to hold this in there, but I do, you know, Davis Vincent was talking, man. I just sense the Lord's transforming him too in 2021, man. That God's gonna open some doors that man can't shut, and shut some doors that man can't open. And he said a key thing. Sometimes you have to eliminate yourself. There's some season in our life, man. We have to edit our friend list, or we have to edit our associates, man. So I believe that message that Benson had, man. I believe God's gonna cause him to soar globally with it, man. And I definitely want him to come to my church to share with my people, man. Because just other young men need to be inspired, and as young men, man, we just deal with so much, and so we can't ever be free. Because we're so busy being in the box, you know, to be this or with these expectations. So I believe God's going to use Vincent, man, to just listen. We're going to read about him in some magazines. I just believe, man, God's going to open some doors for him, man, that the eyes have not seen, the ears have not heard, or even into his heart, the place God's taking him. And the one thing that I love about his story is even in his depressed moment, he still had enough strength to know that, you know what, God is all is not lost. And he said, you know, when I made the judgment, he said, I made a conscious decision. I'm intentional about this. I'm not going back. And so I'm using this as a metaphor, just as he decided to get up, out of the bed to make life better for himself, I think he needs to inspire a lot of us young and old brothers to do likewise, man. And I just believe that 2021 is just going to be a global season for him, man. And people are going to find him because he has something to offer, man.
Amen. God will make way for you. He will make what is for you is for you. Woo-wee. Glory, glory, glory. What is for you is for you. Now I know that Vincent receives that. I know he receives that. He said, glory to God. Glory to God. You know, Pastor,
what's
I pray
before
that
him, what's before him is bigger and better than what's behind him, man.
And Pastor, I got to say this. I believe that, I want to say God bless you. I want to say God bless you, man of God,
yes,
how
sir.
Much you pour into us tonight. So my prayer that God will release his virtue back into you, the virtue that you gave, the anointing that you allowed to flow through you to bless God's people. I pray that on you abundantly 10 times. I pray that God will bless, continue to bless your ministries because the word that God has given you, and I said ministries at first, I believe that God's going to expand your territory, expand your ministries, reignite some things that reignite them, reignite those things, ministries, not just ministry, but ministries. And I pray that God will bless you. And I'm believing that God's going to open up those doors even for you because you have a word and you have music also that's going to touch people right now.
Yes.
You know, so I will say that I encourage you. All is not lost. God has seen your sweat. He's seen your tears. He's seen how much you've poured out. And God is going to bless you for being obedient and being a blessing to his people. So I pray God will just continue to bless you, Pastor. Because I know, listen, because you have changed. I want you to understand, you have changed my life by speaking that word, speaking those things. You know, so I told you that, and I'm always telling you this, so you will know how much the word that you allowed the Lord to give you, the confirmation, how much it has changed my life, my ministry. It's encouraged me to move out, encouraged me that when I was done with depression, I didn't say, you know what, I'm not preaching tonight, and like the word you gave, and I was like, Lord, I can't preach tonight, and God was like, you're going to preach through that, and I'm going to get the glory. And sometimes those are some of the best sermons.
Oh,
yeah. You know, those are the best sermons. Like, look, Lord, you give me this word. I don't know how this is going to go. And just allowing the Lord to use me. So I had to bring you on because you're a man of God. You have touched my life. And I just want to say thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for being a blessing. Let me ask you a question. Is there a way that they can get in touch with you, Pastor Peterson?
Yes. Of course, Facebook Live. I'm on Facebook and Pastor Donnell Peterson on YouTube. But you can, my email is Donnell P, or D is in David, P is in Paul, MINISTRIES 62, DP Ministries. 62@gmail.com. So you can reach me there. Message me by Facebook, Donnell Peterson.
Okay. You guys have heard of, you've heard these, both of these men came and they gave, and they're doing things in their community. They're transforming lives. So I appreciate having the first part, Vincent Augustus Davis Jr. on. Love you, bro.
Yes,
keep on. Yes, keep doing what God is going to do in your life. And thank you for fighting back and for giving back to others. And I know you see that word that Pastor Donnell Peterson has given and shared with you about your life. And Pastor, I'm just going to listen to this again because you've given some great nuggets, that we really, really, really needed to hear tonight. And I just wanted to honor you publicly and just say thank you for being obedient to what God had placed on your heart to share, because that word has helped to encourage me to keep on going. And I'm not hiding behind the piano right now, you know.
Yeah,
and it's amazing.
Right.
Yeah. So I want to say God. You know, I'm not, especially during this COVID time. You know, it's like, everything is different, you know, so, and I can't go back to the way it was before, Okay. You know, it's amazing how God will, you know, I preach a couple of things about not going back to where it was before. And then what you shared tonight.
2 weeks ago. I preached that same title 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Right. And now with this, like, yeah, you can't go back to where it was. I can't go and hide behind the piano. Well, I'll be talking to you offline, Pastor.
Okay.
I'll be talking to you.
All right, sir.
Offline.
All right.
But I want to say God bless you, Pastor. And I know, listen, my mom says, praise God for the word tonight. Blessings to us all. Preciousness of saying glory. Rosetta saying, just tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. My aunt Rosetta. And listen, and I just praise the Lord for you. I praise the Lord for Vincent and for what you guys are doing in the kingdom, for the kingdom. Continue to allow the Lord to use you. And I'm receiving all those things that you've shared. And I'm looking forward to seeing how God's going to move in both of your ministries. And I just say, okay. God bless you. Thank you for blessing us tonight. I know you're tired, Pastor, and I'm not going to keep you. I know it's beyond that time, but thank you so much for giving of yourself tonight.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you. And guys, I want to say thank you guys for coming through. Please follow them. Make sure that their things are on. You can actually click on their Facebook pages in this thread. But God bless you, Vincent. God bless you, Pastor Donnell. Much love to you guys. Much love to you guys who've come out. My mom, my aunts, cousins who've come through, friends, acquaintances, Facebook. I love you guys. God bless you. Thank you so much. Preciousness, thank you, Preciousness. And I'm praying that you're doing well. I love you guys. My First Baptist family, I love you guys. Please pray for my ministries, Fire Hearts Ministries. I'm expecting the Lord to do some great things in this season. God bless you. Be encouraged. And please share this video on your pages. You're welcome, Vincent. God bless you guys so much. And please share this video and then go back and listen to this again because they have given some great tools that will encourage us and they will encourage you. God bless you.